business. Okay, Chevy, I thought we only have a Baruch Hashem, a few lines left to Perek Aleph Bezil Shasharim. So before we get back to that, just to share a few, we're gonna have a mix, maybe like half of a Monday Mitzvah or half of a Bezil Shasharim, because very little Bezil Shasharim. I want to end and then start a new one with the new Perek. You figure right after Purim, anyways, a few minutes just to share a few words of Chizik. Everybody knows Mishenichnas Adar Marvin B'Simcha. Some people unfortunately think that that level, heightened level of Simcha, ends at Purim. We think it's all Tali on Purim. We had Purim, and then we had Shushan Purim, and today is already the day after Shushan Purim. There's no more Kesher. We're not anticipating Purim. We're not getting ready for Purim. So why should we be singing Mishenichnas Adar Marvin B'Simcha? Should we have this elevated level of Simcha? Are we, in some degree, it's like any other day already. But we see from Rashi and that Gemara and Tainus Chavtes, we spoke about it before, that that's not true. That Rashi tells us in Chavtes and Alf and Tainus that when Mishenich Nazadim Marim B'Simchas, Rashi says from the Nisim of what? Purim U Pesach. Both Purim and Pesach. So Rashi seems to be telling us, Mishenich Nazadim Marim B'Simcha, when Adar begins, we elevate our Simcha, but that elevated level of Simcha continues into Nisan as well. Purim's not an ad. Pesach's not an ad. Pesach's a Nisan. So whatever Mishenich Nazadim Marim B'Simcha, that elevated level of Simcha has to continue as well as we enter into Pesach and the Geula of Pesach and Cheres. Why is that? What is it? So I was thinking about it, not just a few minutes ago. How did we leave Purim? Every single one of us hopefully had a beautiful Purim. We had a Purim where we were B'Simcha and we were dancing and we were singing. And we saw the Ribbono Shel Olam in our lives, maybe, hopefully, in a deeper way. But ultimately, the end of Purim is Kimu Masha Kibbul Kfar. The end of Purim is the Gemara and Shabbos, Beches and Aleph, that after we feel close to Hashem and we redevelop that relationship with Hashem, we re-accept Torah. We're rededicated to Torah. We want to learn more Torah and feel closer to Hashem through that and see Hashem in our lives more so through our rededication to Torah. That we're excited to learn more Torah. And that's what I believe carries us into Pesach. Pesach is a man of cheres, of freedom. Chazal says, "Al tikri cheres el cheres." The luchos, they weren't just cheres, they were cheres. They brought us freedom. What does that mean? Torah brings us freedom. That's why Purim brings us into Pesach. Torah brings us freedom. How is that? When you think about slavery, when you think about slavery, you think about darkness. When you think about lo aleinu chasam, someone who's closed up in a jail cell, it's darkness. It's choyshech. Torah's v'hara inina b'sarsach. Purim night, the schus in my house was very, very special. That we ended Purim with a very beautiful kumzitz. One of Talmidim's fathers came over, was playing guitar very beautifully, Ari Goldsmith. And one of the songs we were singing was v'hara inina b'sarsach. Very beautiful song. V'ha'ar einenu b'sarasecha, that Hashem should, we should ourselves perhaps, brighten our eyes with the Torah. The Torah is kiner mitzvah v'torah ar. The Torah brings us light, the opposite of choyshech. I think it's, by the way, it's beferish in the first psukim of the whole entire Torah. If you open up Bereishis, and obviously the beginning of the Torah is telling us fundamentals of life, and you open up Bereishis bar lekim etz ha'shamayim v'saretz, Hashem created Shemayim v'aretz. V'aretz hoysa soy v'vodu v'choyshech b'nei soyim. The world was so v'vo. It was mamish, all confusion. The choshech and dark. The Torah doesn't say v'yomer lokim yi choshech, right? V'yomer Hashem yi choshech. That's just the definition of the what was inherent in the world, right? Bereishis bar lekim etz ha'shamayim v'aretz. And then what was that land? Naturally, this land that we live in is choyshech, is dark. Then, v'yomer lekim yiyar, v'yiyar. And then Hashem said there'll be light, and there was light. And just, what I'm about to say now might sound very Kabbalistic and Hasidish, but it's just pashup out in the psukim. And then you get to the fourth day, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the ma'oros, the luminaries, for lahayar, to bring light on the land. So what was the original light? If HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the fourth day created the luminaries to lighten the land, as the psukim tell us, beferish, I meant to bring a chumash, but you all know these psukim. Beferish in the Pesukim, that the luminaries, the sun and the moon are there to what? To brighten the land. What was Vayomer Elkim Yor Vayyar? So Rashi tells us, and it's not a deep shot, it's Pashup shot, Rashi Pashtun, that there was, it's the Or HaGanuz, it's a spiritual light. It's a spiritual light. The light of clarity, of to give us clarity in this dark world that's Cheshach, that's Avdus naturally. And the Medrash Tachuma in Parashas, and Parshas Noach tells us that after that light was put into Geniza because the world couldn't handle it, it was too spiritual, where do we find it? Ba'oyim lei Torah. If we toil in Torah. This is Zman of Kabbalah's Torah and toiling in Torah. And when we toil in Torah, v'hoyarinim b'sor secha, and we have geula, we have redemption. Not choyshech, not darkness, not avdus. That's what leads us into Pesach. That's how Purim leads us into Pesach. So this is a big Zman of learning Limud HaTorah. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu was born in this month. That's why this month has a mazel of dogim, of fish. As the Chazal teach us, dogim, we are kedagi hayam, we're like those same fish, v'yidgu l'rov v'kerav aretz. Chazal teach us the fish, they live in water, they're absorbing the water, but when it starts to rain, what do? They come up to the top. They want more water, they can't get enough water, can't get enough of this stuff. So too we should be, Mayim al Torah. We sit and learn Torah, but I can't get enough of it. I want more Torah, more Torah. That's Adar, and that's what leads us into Cheres, that leads us to Pesach. That's how we prepare for true freedom. And I never forget, beautiful Torah I heard from my Rebbe, the Rosh Shiva Zatzal, Rav Nosson Tzvi Finkel. And he asked once in a shmooze in his house, he asked, why do we say we go Me'avdus L'Cheres? In Mitzrayim we went Me'avdus L'Cheres. We say it in Hallel, we go Me'avdus L'Cheres, should be Me'avdus L'Avdus. We say it in Rosh Chodesh benching. Why Me'avdus? Hallel saying Me'avdach Ben HaMasecha. We're Eved to Hashem. That's Teretz already. We're already giving the Teretz. Right? Why do we go Me'avdus L'Cheres? He said it should be an Me'avdach Ben HaMasecha. It should be Me'avdus L'Avdus. I was an Eved to Paro, and now I'm an Eved to the Rabbeinu Shalom. What does it mean, Me'avdus L'Cheres? It says, Cheres is the ability to be an Eved Hashem. We went Me'avdus of Paro, where we had no ability to be an Eved Hashem, because at Paro, we were subservient to Paro, I couldn't serve Hashem freely. The Cheres means, I'm free to serve Hashem. How am I free to serve Hashem? When I have Torah. Otherwise, it's all Choshech. That's why we have the bookends of Pesach, which is Cheres, is what? Is Purim and Shavuos. Purim is Shloshim Yom Kodem L'Chag, getting us ready for Pesach, as we were Makabel Torah, and preparing ourselves. And Pesach leads us into Shavuos, connected through Sefirot HaOmer. The bookends, what surrounds Pesach, is Kabbalah's HaTorah. This is our avodah during these days. V'har einenu b'sor secha. So we should zeicha that we should take the Purim, the beautiful Yontav of Purim, with us. And how? Through new dedication, new His slavas, new passion, new inspiration to Limud HaTorah. That's how we could then celebrate the Geula of Pesach, which is so connected, we see, to the Heilige Yontav that we just went through. All right, let us, on that note, open up and end. We're going to finish out Perek Aleph Mesil Sharm now. It's big schus to learn Perek Aleph together. Choyves Adam Balamo, man's purpose in this world. We have the schus to learn together. We're going to finish it now. Next time we'll move on to Perek Beis. I was cheshmening, should we really move on to Perek Beis? Maybe Chayvet and Lomo, we should go back and Chazer again and again. It's so important. But you have the opportunities to Chazer on your own. I have the opportunity to Chazer, and we'll learn together. Weiter. With the Shurim online, you can Chazer as well. Okay, so we're in the middle. In mine, it's the second to last paragraph. We're in the middle of a paragraph. Last time we were in the paragraph of the Mseinu Lamedim, but we didn't get through the whole paragraph. We were talking about in that paragraph, just to remember, how vada, everything in this world, everything physical in this world, we're supposed to try to elevate to Hashem. But we also said there's a time where maybe a person needs to just chill out and relax and have some nachas ruach so that they could then go back to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But that all is tola and the person is subjective to that person. Let's just read the last line, which we read already last time, but let's just get us back into it. We're a few lines into that paragraph from the Mseinu Lamedim towards the end of Perek Aleph. It's befitting in a perfect world we should have everything we do is to get us to turn to Hashem. There should be no other purpose. Anything that we do, whether small or big, El Karev Elav Yisbarach, to come close to Hashem. Ve'lishbar kol ha-mechitzos, and break down all the barriers, ha-mafsikos beino levein kono. Break down all the barriers that are in between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To try to break them down, to move away. Which are what? He continues. I think that's where we left off, but let's continue. Hein heina kol inye achamrios batluyabem. What are the barriers? What are the mechitzas? What's holding us back from serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the best of ways? From being free? From fulfilling our purpose in this world, which we've spoken about so much, is the physical world and everything that's dependent upon it. Taiva and Gashmias, pulling us into think and that things are important that are not important. We have to only Liskarev Elav Yisbarach. Everything in our life should be Liskarev Elav Yisbarach. Everything in our life should be to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything. That's what it means, by the way. One of the understandings, a little bit of a deeper, Adlo Yada, Bein Baruch Mordechai Lar Haman. That line which is so darshaned. We could understand Baruch Mordechai of all mitzvahs and all that's good in this world. Learning Torah, davening, and Ar Haman is all that's negative, all averas in this world. But there's so much that's bane, there's so much in between. There's so much of our time, if we think about our life, that I'm not necessarily learning, I'm not necessarily davening, I'm not necessarily doing a particular mitzvah. It's bane Baruch Mordechai Lar Haman. On Purim we reach the level Ad Lo Yada Bein Baruch Mordechai Lar Haman. Till I didn't know there's anything bane. There's nothing in between, meaning everything that I do, every moment of my life, when I'm eating, when I'm playing ball, when I'm hanging out, it's all elevated. L'skarvil of Yisbaruch somehow. To learn how every moment, that's what the Mesil Shalom is trying to teach us. Every moment of our life. Ad Shiyumashich Achrav, until we're pulled after him, after the Rabbeinu Shalom, after Achrav Yisbaruch, the Blessed One, the Rabbeinu Shalom, Mamish Kibarzel Achar Even Oshavas. We're pulled after the Rabbeinu Shalom like iron is stuck to a magnet. Iron naturally is going to be pulled to that magnet. That should be, we should be elevating and be mekadesh ourselves to a level where naturally, all I do, everything in my life is to Rabbeinu Shalom. I'm mizdabik to Rabbeinu Shalom. Everything. There's nothing that's not somehow I'm connecting to Rabbeinu Shalom. That's our goal. That's our aspiration. Anything you can think about in your life that is some sort of medium that bring you close, something that could connect you to this. Whether it's certain chevra to be around, you think helps you to be closer to Hashem, certain places to be, certain activities that you take upon yourself, that you take part in, whatever it is that you could think of that brings you closer to Hashem, yirdof achrav, run after it. Run after that. V'yochazbo, and grab onto it, v'lo yarpeo, don't let leave of it. Don't drop it. That's what we should be involved with. That's what we should want in our life. And anything that you think of in your life that I'm doing that holds me back from that. Yivrach mimenu kivroach mina eish. Run away from it like you'd run away from a fire. Chas v'shom lo aleinu. A person's in a building that's on fire, you're going to run away. Naturally. So we're playing with fire when we're involved with something that could bring us far away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If we see a certain group of friends that when I hang out with them, my lashonos are not the same, and my sensitivities are not the same, and so then those are the people I should spend time with. We should be mvroyach kivroyach min aish. We have to run away from those friends, those people. Those are not people I should be around. We see that, mamas, I see that myself, anytime I'm on a computer, I'm bringing myself to do things that I shouldn't be doing, looking at things I shouldn't be looking at. So then I have to kivroyach min aish. What does kivroyach min aish mean? Maybe it's a necessity, so I have to put on the right filters and only in the right scenarios and only with the right people around. That's kivroyach min aish. Don't just let it be. Leave it to be. Leaving it to be just is not okay. I have to be levroach kivroyach min aish. Whatever the menil is at, whatever is, holds us back from connecting to the Rabbeinu Shalom. We have to be real about this, be honest with ourselves. Not just let it be and move on, because I happen to, but I dive in and I learn and do good things, but I'm also involved in things that I know are dragging me down, to run away from it. Even sometimes we rationalize it. My father told me, he remembered sometimes when he was in Neri Yisrael, there were times when the Rosh Yeshiva, Rav Ruderman, Zatzal, the Rosh Yeshiva of Neri Yisrael, my father was there for high school, but he remembers in the Beis Medrash, the Rav Ruderman would sometimes go around at night and times, kicking guys out of the Beis Medrash, telling them that it's time to sleep a little bit, to play a little ball, whatever it was. Because he felt that it was the Yetzer Hara, that sometimes the Chafetz Chaim apparently used to do this as well, I once read somewhere. That very late at night, and rather than he go, if someone was learning, 2 in the morning, 2:30, whatever it was, 1 in the morning, I don't know, Chafetz Chaim, to deck him to the person, tell him you have to go to sleep. It's not the time, it's Yetzer Hara telling you to learn now. Why? Because the next morning, during morning Seder, you're going to learn well? You're going to ruin your whole day tomorrow for a half hour extra of learning now. It's Yetzer Hara. Sometimes the Yetzer Hara plays games with us and rationalizes with us, and we convince ourselves. You have to be mivroyach from that as well, to be honest with ourselves. It's hard sometimes. That's why you have to have rebbeim who are a little more objective to one's life. Sometimes we're all nageya bedavar to ourselves. But we have to kivroyach min eish. Uke'inyon ha'nemar, shenemar, like it says in Tehillim, davka nafsh yachrecha, my soul is clinging to you. We should be clinging to Hashem. Be samcha yiminecha, be tamcha yiminecha. Your right hand, Hashem, sustains me. We have to understand everything we have comes from Hashem. I want to be close to the Ribbono Shel Olam every moment of my life. Kevan should be asa la'olam, eina ela tachlis es. Since coming into this world, but only for this purpose. That's why I was created. To be close to Hashem. Like we've spoken about much. I don't have time for the chazar of that whole idea right now, but we all know it by now, hopefully. The chayvus adam balamos to come close to Hashem. And we have to find how to come close to Hashem, and that's all we should be a part of. Every moment of our life, to fulfill our purpose. A bicycle's purpose is to be someone should ride on top of it to get from place to place. Imagine a bicycle suddenly decided, this sounds very strange, but the bicycle suddenly decided it wants to be a notebook. Obviously, a bicycle can't decide anything, but a bicycle has one purpose. That someone should ride on top of it from one place to another place. A notebook has one purpose, that people should write things in it to have notes. People have one purpose. We were created for a purpose. To be mizdabik to Hashem, to build a relationship with Hashem, to be close to Hashem. So I'm going to decide to be something else. I'm not fulfilling my purpose. To reach this closeness, and rescue our soul from anything that's helping it refrain or losing out on this purpose. That's it. Thus is MS, thus is life. That's Choyvas Adnam Balamo. And now the Ramchal just finishes the last paragraph as more of a little Akdama to the rest of the Sefer. Because this one paragraph is different than the rest of the Sefer. If you remember in Akdama, at the end of the Akdama, he said he's going to pattern the Sefer after the Brice of Pinchas Ben Yair. And he said in the Brice of Pinchas Ben Yair, as he quotes, so you have Torah, Mevili de Zihiris, and Zihiris to Zrizis, Zrizis to Mekias. There's no Chovas Adam Balamo. It doesn't say it there. First parak has to be first, before you get started with the practical eight, so you have to have where your mindset is. What is my purpose in this world? That's what we built in parak Aleph. Now he says, V'inei, Acher Shedanu, last paragraph in the whole parak Aleph. Acher Shedanu, after we know, V'zbaret Leinu, Amitos HaKalazah, and it's clear, and it's truthful, this understanding of what purpose of life is, Yesh Lano Lachar Al Pratav Lifi Medragosam. Now we have to search for the details according to our levels. Mitchilas Hadavar HaTofa, from beginning to end, our whole life. It's a lifelong process. Kamosha Sidram and Pinchas Ben Yair. Now we have to do like Pinchas Ben Yair said, how he organized. But Mamar Shiloh, in his Mamar, Sheviu Kvar Bak Damasenu, like he brought, the Ramchal says, I brought this already in the Akdama, we learned it together. Vehem, and they are, and we're going next week, we'll start the first, Bezer Hashem Izbarach, and we'll just translate them now. If we try to explain them now, we'd be here all day and all night and all week and all month. Hazihirus, being careful in our actions, watchful, has Hazrizus, being zealous in our positive actions, doing them quickly, Nikias, cleanliness, being clean from anything that's not connecting to the Hashem, Precious, separating even a stronger Lashon, we have to understand of anything that keeps us away from Hashem, Atahara, to reach a level of purity, Chasidus, a level of piety, Hanava, humility, you see how high Hanava is, V'ish Moshe Anavo, it's a high level, Yiras Achait, being in awe of sin, being so fearful of sinning, vakdush and holiness, vata nivarem echa ve'echa v'siyat shemaya. Now he's going to explain one at a time with siyat shemaya, and parak bey starts. You see just the title, and we'll learn next time. Bever midas hazirus, which is the first step. Again, once we have chayvus on the balmo, now I have to know how do I work on myself in a practical way. And bezeh Hashem's baruch, we'll be zochet together to learn about that starting next week. Kol Tov, have a wonderful, beautiful week.